Boing Boing offered its 5-year data of its weblog texts to the public domain. I checked the text for occurrences of the word Google, and here are some quotes. Most of these are by Cory Doctorow, the main author of BoingBoing.net. All the quotes are from the year 2001, when Google was still a bit more new. Google co-founder says palms are no good. Next one. A search for Nike Boing shoes at Google turns up BoingBoing.net as the third link. Nike.com isn't even listed on the first page. Next one. Look at the Google cache of Dika's site. Next one. Great techie piece detailing the specs of Google's about 8,000 Linux boxen. Next one. The movie review query engine is the Google of movie review search engines. Next one. AI has been largely overlooked despite the power of Google and other large-scale collaborative filters. Next one. Google's new image search engine really actually works. It found pictures of me, pictures of Mark, even a picture of a tow truck. Next one. Data mining the Googleverse. Google releases popularity charts for queries, misspellings, comers and goers. Next one. Is Teoma the next Google? The results seem pretty good and the directory stuff is great. Next. For $3, a trained Google researcher will answer almost any questions. Yes, it's a tax on net illiteracy. What would be super cool is if they not only gave you the answer but the procedure they used to arrive at it. Here's my inaugural question, something I was pondering this morning as I worked on a scene in a novel. Next one. Well, Google's pay for answer service sure didn't last long. Less than a day after we posted it here, they've shut it down. Next. Daypop is a search engine that crawls weblogs and news sites every day. I think Google is already doing this. Next. See Google in hacker mode. Next. Uh-oh, Google's homepage is starting to suffer from function creep. Remember when it used to have just a logo, an entry field and two buttons? Now there are 12 links. Next one. Google doesn't search Thomas, neither does any other search engine. They stay away from Thomas because the webmaster there has created a robots.txt file. Since 9/11, governmental websites have been pulling sensitive information offline. Now Google is combing its cache, purging copies of the info in question. Next. Rumors that Google is going to start charging subscription fees for specialized version of its search tool are spreading. Next. Google's playing with the idea of displaying thumbnails of the pages that come up in search results. The more I think about this, the better I like it. Sure, it'll slow down load time. I imagine they'll let you switch it off if you want. But thumbnails be great visual cue about the nature of a link, a way to identify sites that are too banner-laden or otherwise pointless to visit. Next one. Stupid Google tricks. If you want to find terrible poetry in a hurry, search for Piotry. Next. Here's a neat proposal for an anti-search tool, a standard way of telling a search engine what your page is not about. For example, we get tons of people coming to Boing Boing to search for Nike Boing on Google. These people are looking for Nike.com, not this blog. With this proposal, we could add a meta tag to the page that says, basically, this page is not about Nike. I wonder though, I think that there's something marvelous about serendipity and search results. Next one. Search spiders have always stumbled upon documents that webmasters had thought secret. But now that Google's adding the ability to index complex document formats like PDF, even more password files, love notes, and D-many memos are showing up online. Next one. Google's new toolbar allows users to rank the quality of the links returned, so that they can consider direct human feedback as a means of improving search results. This is really just an extension of the current ranking philosophy, which uses the human-generated links on web pages to determine which documents are most relevant. Next one. A novel and malicious use for Google. By manually entering the address of web-aware switches, Google can be caused to probe the switches' configuration screens, which can then be viewed through Google's cache so that the switch's owners can't identify the hackers that are probing the devices. Neat and scary all at once. Next one. Stop words are the little words that search engines ignore, like off and at and 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 so on. Google has begun to consider stop words in quoted search queries, so to be or not to be, in quotes, returns different results than to be or not to be without quotes. Next one. A bright day in internet history. Google's expanded their Usenet archive, rolling in posts dating all the way back to 1981. Next. Google's latest search tool, mail order catalogs. Next. Brad Templeton has mined the Google Usenet archive to trace the etymology of the term spam in reference to unsolicited commercial messages. Next one. Google Zeitgeist year in review with top brands, queries, men, women, products, and more.